Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Uncle Jason!
Hello, Kyle. I thought you were grounded.
Well, sort of, yeah.
Don't worry, I won't tell your dad, although he gave me an earful about that protest.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You don't have to apologise. He's the one being...
Jason, this is important. Where's this ferry come in from?
Dublin. Heading on to the mainland in a couple of minutes.
Has anyone got on it? Anyone my age?
I didn't see. I've been busy fitting this new railing onto the harbour.
Right.
It's a hassle, but the shuttle's coming in on the ferry later, and the last time they ran a delivery through here, the truck nearly went off the edge and into the... Kyle, where are you going?
I just need to pop over to the mainland.
But Kyle, you won't get back until it's gone 6 o'clock. Does your dad know you're doing this?
I did tell Maddie it was this afternoon and to be back here.
Why did you let her go out at all?
Was I meant to lock her in the house?
Well, she's not part of the interview. People will wonder why.
Look, if she doesn't want to do it, don't make her do it.
We'll have to start, I'm afraid, or we'll fall behind schedule.
Yes, fine. You haven't been recording this, have you?
No. Vaughan, I'll give you a count in, then you tell us about yourself.
Right.
And 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Vaughan. I'm 14 years old. I like coding and comedy. I've got a YouTube channel where I talk about living with muscular dystrophy, and my mum and dad are famous tech people. Here they are.
Hello.
Hello.
Maddie! Maddie! Maddie!
Kyle, what are you doing here?
Are you running away?
You make it sound really childish.
But where will you go? You can't just live on the streets.
Who said anything about living on the streets?
Well, I just assumed.
The ferry gets to Stranraer at 3:45. I can catch a train from there to Glasgow and get the sleeper train down to London. And I'm going to stay with my friend Bethany. I've told her I'm coming.
How are you going to pay for that?
With money. I've got money.
Oh, yeah. So you worked all this out then?
Obviously. I can't believe you thought I was going to live on the streets.
But still... Don't do it.
Why not? If Mum and Dad tell me I have to come back, I'll go public with how they're treating me. They won't want that kind of thing going around when they're trying
Maddie,
to...
I need your help.
With what?
With stopping all this. I can't do it on my own.
We tried. It didn't work.
Maybe try again. There must be other stuff we can do.
I don't know.
Look, everyone else has given up. Even Lily's mum seems like she's resigned to it happening. If you go, I won't have anyone.
It's done now. I've gone.
We can catch the ferry back. You said yourself they don't pay you any attention. They've probably not even noticed you've gone.
But I've planned it all. I know where I'm going.
Please. Just stay another week. One more try.
One more try, eh?
Yeah.
So what's this one more try going to involve?
We can talk about that on the way home.
Hi, my name's Jasmine. I'm 13 years old and I've lived all my life on the Isle of Loon.
And I understand your mum's quite an important person here.
Yeah, it's a really small island and we don't have a prime minister or a president. Instead, what we've got is a chief officer. And that all used to be some posh bloke from the family who used to live in the house that looks like a castle. But the last one died and he didn't have any kids or brothers and sisters, so... They voted for a new chief officer, and that's my mum.
And your mum is here with us?
Hi, I'm Emma.
Now, people say you must have pulled some strings to get your daughter to the final round of this contest.
Okay, Hey, I'd like to nip this in the bud now. I have not pulled any strings at all, have I?
No.
Jasmine got this far completely on her own merit. And if you don't believe me, you can watch the video of her doing the puzzle after going on the centrifuge. She nailed it.
I did okay.
Nailed it. If I've given her any advantage, I hope it's the example of what I've achieved. I used to work in a fish and chip shop. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. And to get from there to being in charge of this whole island, it's not something I ever expected to happen.
But you don't understand.
We came here by mistake. We just want to turn around and go back again.
Sorry, no passengers on this crossing. Cargo only.
There's Lily's dad. Missed him again.
What are you two doing here on your own?
It's my fault. I was...
Aren't you supposed to be grounded, Kyle?
Look, Maddie and I will both be in a lot less trouble if we can get back over on the next ferry.
I've told them it's cargo only.
It's okay. I know these two. Or at least, I know him. I don't want to get into trouble with her parents, so... Yeah, come on.
Thank you.
Well, you don't want to get stuck in Stranraer.
Oi, I live here.
Exactly.
So what is this cargo?
Don't you know?
Of course. It's the shuttle, isn't it?
Once we get moving, I'll take you down and show you if you like.
Hiya, I'm Lily. I was born here on the Isle of Lynn. My dad's an engineer on the ferries. He's at work right now. And my mum cleans holiday cottages, and she's at work too. They both work really hard and they're very busy.
And why did you enter the contest?
To get out of here.
Is it pretty boring?
I mean, yeah, if I'm honest. And I've seen a lot of the comments people have been making about me since we started this thing.
What sort of comments?
People say I don't smile enough, and that I'm pushy, and I'm full of myself, and I'm mean.
Do people really say that?
Yeah, and that stuff's pretty hurtful, you know? And I'm not full of myself. I think what they mean is I actually want to win.
You think you want to win more than the others?
I didn't say that.
But do you think you do want it more?
Yeah.
There's the shuttle.
Oh, wow. It's sort of bigger than I was expecting, but also smaller somehow.
We've never carried anything as big as this before. That's why the whole crossing's been booked out.
But there are bigger ships than this one. What about those ones that carry those huge shipping containers?
Yeah, there are bigger ships, but they're too big to get into the harbour over on Loon.
Exactly, so...
What was that?
Don't know. She's an old ship. Sometimes the engine protests a bit on cold days. So, anyway, the options were rebuild the harbour, build a new harbour over where the launch site is, or... this.
I'm glad they're not rebuilding the harbour.
Actually, I thought that might be a decent idea. It's very pretty, the old harbour, but it's falling apart. Rebuilding it would have fixed a few problems.
Missed them again. Should there be water coming through here?
Where? Oh, no.
What's the problem?
I told them she was sitting too low in the water. We must have caught in the rocks.
Was that what that noise was?
We need to get above the decks.
What's happening?
Up the steps, now.
We're sinking, aren't we?
Yes, we're sinking. Up the steps, now.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.